This one is called Old Indifferences. Inuit existence was dependent partly on each member of the encampment being able to, at the very least, get up on their own 2 feet, walk across the jagged tundra to follow the moving caribou so everyone could eat. So we adopted an effective means of excising inefficient limbs from the family tree that saw the aged floating on ice pans and insolent sons turned away to find their own path through the cruel Arctic days. This isn't a tradition we should reprise as it slides snugly into its place in the still mostly unwritten Inuit histories, but it has a related convention that's made its way down into unofficial, modern Inuit custom. If you've walked downtown Montreal, you've seen it, and in Ottawa, the spring thaw brings about the reemergence, in earnest, of the panhandling Eskimos downtown between the mall and King Edward on Rideau Street. Whether those people are a nuisance isn't a question to me, because I have to ask if they're friends of the family, maybe a second cousin, and do I have to follow protocol, stop, and ask a few inconsequential questions. I try to avoid having to do that by changing up my Inuk stride and remembering that, from a distance, I could look Thai. But Inuit, we could never fully ostracize, so when I meet one, I stop, say hi, and I try to be polite. I ask about my friend, their son, despite the likelihood that I was the last to see their child. And it pains when they ask and I have to tell them I hadn't seen their kid in a little while, but at least I knew he wasn't going to trial. It takes a certain distance to watch these lives with blood that courses from the same point as mine float away on slabs of concrete ice. But disease strikes, and existence has always insisted on a little bit of indifference.